Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day out there today. We have got a very, very good treat for you today. We've got Brother Richard Johnson up. He's going to be finishing the message that he began yesterday, talking about that works model and then also the worship model. And he's using Mary and Martha out of the book of John there. What a blessing, amen. And so I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen once again. This is going to be part two of the message. And once again, this is Brother Richard Johnson. He's one of our missionaries from Brooklyn, New York. And so I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
And if you could turn your Bibles to John chapter number 11. And we're going to start there. We're going to jump around just a little bit. And I'm hoping to challenge you for missions. But there's one other thing that I'd like to point out to you in verses 10 or 11. And this is a third thing that keeps people from serving God. It's the fear of persecution. Chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Now, instead of asking Lazarus what happened, instead of being humble and honoring what happened, they wanted to remove the gospel witness. Their conscience was so pricked, their intent was so evil, that instead of surrendering to what they knew to be true, their alternative, their choice, was to destroy the gospel testimony. That's why they hate you on your job sometime. That's why they try to get you fired. That's why they raise up trouble at school when our young people try to have a Bible. They'll build a prayer room for Islam, but they say we can't pray in the school. They can have a satanic club in the high school, but you can't have a Bible study. I'm here today to tell you that the world will believe the lie, but they hate the truth because their deeds are evil. Now, as we look at these four reasons, there's a backdrop. God uses two ordinary country people, Martha and Mary, and he uses them as a picture of the two different lanes in life that you can go down. One is a works-based. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes in New York, I get trapped in that lane. And I tell you how easy it is to happen. There's over 10 million people in New York City. That means if we had 1,000 churches running 1,000, we still wouldn't even have a tenth of the population in church. The greatest city that America knows doesn't know God. And for me, being there almost 25, maybe 30 years, I've helped start maybe 4 or 5, and none of them even over 100. Sometimes I'll just sit and look at the subways packed full of people pass by. And I'll think to myself, you know, this is the only time in my whole life I'm going to see some of these people. This is the only chance I have to win them to God. And there they go. Should I hold up a sign, Jesus saves? Should I jump in front of the track and stop the train and go from each car to try to witness? And they keep going by and keep going by and keep going by. And sometimes I feel like the greatest failure of any missionary it's ever been. And sometimes you get into that lane of works, works, works. You can drive yourself crazy. Because let's be honest, is there anybody here that really prays like you ought to? Is there? Is there anybody that's memorized all the Bible verses like you'd want? Is there anybody that that soul wins. Every time the Holy Ghost gives you that nudge, anybody here really read your Bible like you ought to? And that's just the basic stuff. And you can get into that lane. Instead of running on grace, you're running on guilt. You don't enjoy church like you ought. You know why? Because you ought to be there. It's your duty. You can lose your liberty. You can lose your love for the saints. You can sit there and you see everybody else happy. And since your heart isn't truly prepared, since you're in that works lane, all of a sudden you can look around and say, well, how come I don't have joy like that sister? How come I'm not smiling like that brother? And you know what? The devil start playing with your mind. And you look at them TV commercials with the Budweiser. I should say Bud stupid, amen. Never made nobody wiser. And they're having all the fun. You say, well, if I'm not having fun in church, should I go do that? And they're in the clubs and they're sleeping around. And that lie, you better watch out. And if we'll turn back to chapter 11, there's a verse, a principle I want you to see. And we're going to turn to one other passage and we'll try to tie this together. In John 11, verse 32. The Bible says, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. Instead of a works model, there's a worship model. There's where your peace is at. And again, the context is her brother had just died. You see, in the works model, you got nothing but regret. In the works model, it's all that you coulda, woulda, shoulda, and never got to. Lazarus is now gone. Look at all the things you coulda done with Lazarus, but you was too busy. Ooh, that'll make you jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. But there's a worship model that even when that bitter pill called death comes your way. Now let's examine this worship model. Let's see where it starts. Luke 10, and I promise I'm not going to keep you long. But Luke 10, and people sometimes ask me, how can you stay in New York City for 30 years? Well, I'm really not all that faithful. It's just nobody else wanted me, so I just stayed put. Amen. But the second reason is the worship model. I may not have the largest church. I may not have the fanciest church. I may not have the richest church, but I got the greatest Savior. Instead of all the stuff we ain't got, within the worship model, it's all that we have in Jesus. In Luke chapter number 10, I'm going to hit some of the highlights, but in 38 to 42, we have the first mentioned principle here of Martha and Mary. Martha, now, she's that workaholic. And if you look at verse 38, you got to give her a little bit of credit because she lives in a male-dominated culture. And yet verse 38 says that Martha received him into her house. Boy, she is a worker now. She is a go-getter. Man, she had that trophy right center on the mantle, polished up good. She is what we'd call today an influencer. Oh my goodness. She had status. She wouldn't take no for an answer. You want to get something done? You just tell Martha you won't be able to do it. You can scratch it off your to-do list. She's going to go do it. But look at verse 39. We see the works model. But in verse 39, she had a sister called Mary. And what do we learn about Mary? She sat at Jesus. Now, there's one thing that happens when you go down that road on the worship model. I'll say two things are key. Number one is you cultivate a fear of God in your life. And we live in a culture today that doesn't fear God for nothing. They act like that he doesn't exist. But can I tell you, that's part of our joy, is to remind them graciously, lovingly, consistently. And sometimes they throw it in our face. Well, who do you think you are, you hypocrite? And sometimes that's true. But I'm not in the works based. For by grace are you saved through faith. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm always striving to grow. There's a lot of fault you could find. But you know why? You know why I can worship God? Because when Lazarus raised from the dead, they still rejected Christ. He never failed. He never sinned. He never came short. And they still turned their backs on Jesus. So when you see my faults, it's just like you wanting to kill Lazarus to get rid of the testimony. The reason they're going to tear you down, if you'll just go in that worship lane, just keep bringing glory to God. Now here's the clash, verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to Jesus and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Now notice here, there's no peace in the works model. You can work and work yourself to death. That word cumbered means that it was a grievous burden. She didn't even like it. But she had come to that place where everything had to be perfect. She was living for the opinions of men. Everything was an image. It had to be totally polished all of the time. There was no rest. There was no peace. It was like a ball in a chain. And she dragged it around everywhere. And she hated it. And the only reason she respected Jesus' authority is so that she could try to manipulate him to get what she wanted. That works. It'll not only destroy you, it'll ruin every relationship you've got. You'll start like a master chess player, putting everybody's just a pawn. Be careful. That works. It'll kill you. It'll kill all the people around you. But notice something. Jesus sets the record straight. In verses 41 and 42, Jesus says, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. You're just full. You're stressed out. You're full of worry. And you're bitter. And you're troubled. Your heart is not at peace. But 42, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part. Notice something. Worship is greater than service. You know, when you get in that works mentality, you can go by the arm of the flesh. But when you go in the worship model, you'll be full of the Spirit. Now here's that works model. Only what you can produce. Impress the neighbors. Live for that image. But when you go the worship model, not only do you cultivate a fear of God, you learn how to rest in Him. That world's going to assault you. Like those four things we looked at, the world's going to cut you down. Rest. The world's going to say it's foolish you give a tithe. Monk, all the time you waste at that church. Oh, man, you're giving your money, you're cashing in, you're a bunch of idiots. You can rest. They'll cut you down. They'll say, we're going to kill you. We're going to get you fired. You can rest. Don't go for that works model. Sit at Jesus' feet.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.